In a low-income neighborhood on North 1st Street in Milwaukee, five people gathered to pray. One of them is Joyce Elwanger.
Pray that we, in our witness, can continue to say this is unjust and unacceptable to us and to you.
The group gathered outside the home of Precise Martin, a 17-year-old who was shot to death last week while he and a 21-year-old friend were playing with a gun. This prayer vigil, and a later one on Milwaukee's Near West Side, also remembered three other recent shooting victims. Sister Rose Steets helped launch the prayer vigils about 15 years ago as part of the group Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope. This morning, Steets prayed for an end to gun violence, noting the sizable resources recently devoted to finding a stolen Stradivarius violin.
God, I guess as we look at all the energy that went into finding a $6 million violin, we know that we could do more. End to violence if we really put our minds to it, so make us of the heart and mind to do that.
Father David Pruce is pastor of a nearby Catholic church, St. Martin de Porres. He's been attending the vigils for 5 years. He says to help hold all lives as important.
If we come to the point where we just throw lives away, we have lost something of our soul.
Father Pruce expects to be attending more prayer vigils, anticipating shootings to continue in the city. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.